Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. We thank you, Lord. Come on, magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. 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 Now you can be seated, but just stay in this frame. Ushers, if you'll pass out the communion, we'll just worship the Lord with communion right now. Thank you, Lord. We'll stay in this shalom, the spirit of shalom. Glory to God. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're receiving communion today. This is a very good day to receive. And we're grateful for everything Jesus has done. The benefits of redemption would be and should be remembered by every believer who partakes in the Lord's Supper. Amen. In communion. Thank you. I've got a ringing. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, church. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus. That's pretty good right there. Because Isaiah 53:5 said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Right? That's spiritual healing right there. That's spiritual healing. The verse 5 says the chastisement of our peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace. Right? So that speaks of emotional healing. Mind and soul. Amen. Isaiah 53:5 says, and with his stripes you were healed. That's physical healing. So wholly, every part of you, Jesus has paid for. Every part of you. There are a lot of places that teach that Jesus saves and you're going to heaven, and that's all they teach. But I'm telling you, there's a whole lot more. Jesus intends for you to have heaven on earth. He intends for you to be well. He intends for you to be prosperous. He intends for your family to be good, your household to be good. And so this cup and the unleavened bread are a symbol of the completed work of Jesus. Amen. His death, his burial, and his resurrection. So this is not a religious act. Everyone's welcome to take it here. We don't have a members only type thing. If you're a member of the body of Christ, you receive communion. Amen. And so you can do this every day. You can do this. You should do this. If you need healing, you should do this at your home every day, because this is the meal that heals. Amen. And so this is an act of faith. What this is actually saying is, I'm partaking of what you did, Jesus. So there's no need for me to carry it. There's no need for me to be sick. There's no need for everything to be in chaos. There's no need for me to be broke. That's what you're saying. You're saying that you believe that Jesus did do this for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me open this. Got it. Yeah, amen. Okay, Danny, where are you? Somebody come open this for me. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Who's got me? Somebody. Do. Okay, here. Yeah. You take this one then.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I think it's time for us to use something different. Thank you, Jesus. This is an act of faith, church. It's an act of faith. You do this like you tithe. You do this like you give. You do it in faith. And the Lord said this to me one time, and I've just held on to it. He said, it's real simple. Communion is you receiving afresh what I did for you and what I'm doing for you. That's what it is. So as I pray over all of us right now, please agree by saying amen when I get to the end of it. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, to redeem mankind. Thank you that through his sufferings, Jesus purchased a threefold redemption for our spirit, soul, and body. And Lord, today I ask you to bless this bread that represents the body of Christ. Bless the fruit of the vine that represents the precious blood of Jesus. Father, as we receive communion, I ask you to bring strength and health to us spiritually, emotionally, and physically because of the new covenant that was sealed through the suffering of Christ. Father, Jesus carried our infirmities. Therefore, I ask you to lift from us what Jesus carried for us. Right now, everyone in the house, lift it from us. I receive it by faith. I give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. And if you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. Thank you for it, Lord. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. Thank you, Lord. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, do you show the Lord's death till he come. Father, we give you thanks for all that you provided for us in Christ Jesus. We confess this day that we are blessed of the Lord. The covenant we entered into at the new birth is a covenant filled with the exceeding great and precious promises of God, and we are partakers. We are healed. We are redeemed. We are delivered from the authority of darkness. We are translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all. What a blessing they are. Amen. They come early. They're always practicing. Glory to God. They do a great job and they get in the spirit. They don't have their mind on themselves. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, let's go over to Isaiah 54:10. We're going to do this again. And I'll tell you a couple things. Praise the Lord. Hey, Patty, come up here and get a microphone and tell us about your words you got during prayer. I want you to hear this. This is exciting.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. So during prayer, pre-service prayer this morning, the Lord showed me that these are the days that we are in. They are cumulative days. And so he was showing me that there was a force coming in that we were gathering through power and through his glory. And as they come in, it gets stronger and stronger, so strong that it will be so prominent in the house that the days that we are going to be in, that we are in, these are the days of cumulative days, which means it's going to seem as if the day just keeps going. The glory just keeps going. The power just keeps going. And these are the days of cumulative days.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all get that?
So
look up cumulative if you need to. Get an understanding of that. Focus on that. Think about that. God bothered to tell you that. So you need to understand. To me, that reminds me that the days were shortened. Things start running together. Also, I don't know if y'all know this, but when we grew up with Brother Hagin, he taught us this, and I believe it's absolutely the truth. When ages turn, when you get to the next age dispensations, when you get to the next age, the age in front of you will start spilling over.
Yeah.
Well, heaven is approaching.
So
heaven's spilling over. And, you know, a lot of people want, people love supernatural. Do they?
Yeah.
Superman, whatever, even Batman, whatever, when he was good. But there exists a realm of the supernatural.
Yeah.
And we're in the real one.
Amen.
Yes.
And we've seen the miracles. We've seen the signs. We've seen and they're only going to increase.
Right.
Amen. We've had the pleasure of deaf ears open, blind eyes seen, cancer leaving.
Yep.
And we've seen a whole lot of things over the time in our ministry, and we're going to see a whole lot more.
Yes.
We rejoice for that. And I thank God for that. But the cumulative days, what I want you to think about is the fact that there's a whole lot of shaking going on. And so this is all going to just roll quickly. Amen. All right, Isaiah 54:10. We'll receive our offering. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Now, last week we started talking about covenant of peace, and we found out that the word peace there is the word shalom. Of course, we all know what a covenant is here. It's a blood sworn oath. God swore on his own self, and God cannot lie. He swore he would keep a covenant of peace with you.
Glorious.
What the body of Christ needs to understand is that you have to participate with these covenants. Abraham, God did most of it, but Abraham still had to participate. He said, you'll have to leave your family. Now, never everybody's called to leave their family, but in his case, he needed to get up and go, because what they were doing was going to hold him back. See? But so he had to get up and go. But he had a covenant with God, and God would do his part, but he had to do his part. And we're not going to take a long time on that, but you all know that. Now, shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken. So you guys caught on real fast to that last week.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary. And so I use the example, and I'm not going to do it today. I use the example of I gave a dollar away, and I said this, uh-oh. The dollar's missing. And when I did, Mac pulled his like a six shooter out and handed me $5. And then lots of people in the congregation got up and started running up here with money. And then I told you this scripture, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those who have a perfect heart or who are perfect toward him. That doesn't mean you do everything right. That means you're established in him.
Yeah.
You have a perfect heart. You're complete. So, get this picture. No, that can't be missing.
Yeah.
Because my covenant partner is watching and says, I have to fulfill that because I'm the covenant partner.
Yeah.
I'll have to take care of that. Remember when your baby ran up in the store and bought something and it's kind of slipped by you? You know, they'll throw stuff in the basket when you're not looking. But you had to pay for it if it got to the counter, right? Well, it's the same way God is. He's connected to you in a way that if you give or you tithe or you pay a bill or you pay your taxes, he's connected to you in a way that if it goes away from you, something has to come back to you. And so you have to get that picture in your life, and then nothing will ever be missing. It'll come right back to you. So I just wanted you to know that he does better than match it, though. He'll overflow it. And so I just want you to know that I gave a dollar, but I didn't get back a dollar. I got back over a hundredfold return. I think it was $114 or something like that. People just, you know, throwing it in. So now, God's always going to come back with more. But you're going to have to believe that.
Right.
Well, it never happens to me. Well, you don't believe it. That's why I keep talking to you about it. Because you need to believe this. God is in covenant with you. If you give, the scripture says what? What does it say? It'll be given unto you. Jesus said that. So if I give, it'll be given to me. If I tithe, the devourer will be rebuked.
Right. Amen.
It's an if. You participate. You go with him. And then it's if you believe. Well, I believe God. I believe his word. And I believe this works. And it worked that day. And that was not a setup. I didn't go, Mac, now throw $5 at me. I didn't tell anybody that. I just was going to explain it. But God, he pushed it right on through. Amen. Now, if something is broken, it'll have to get fixed. If your body's broken, it'll have to get fixed. God's not a liar. He's not a liar. And so, listen, if you got into his finances, he's going to get into your finances. So if you're not getting a harvest multiplied back to you, if things aren't getting fixed, then you need to look at you, not him. Why? Because he's a covenant keeper. He swore and he can't lie. And he's not like mommies and daddies of this world. Well, honey, if you clean up your room, you'll get your allowance. No, 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 no. God's not like that.
That's right.
God already swore, you're my kid, I'm meeting your needs.
That's right.
I've already paid with the most precious thing I could pay with. My son, his body, his soul, his social life. They even gambled for his garment that he had on. Jesus was not poor, church. You understand that? You don't need a treasurer if you got 50 cents. There was money being carried. They give you a list of the people who was supporting. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus' family was not poor. He wasn't a poor carpenter carving out little camels to give away or something. It was architecture. It was work. It was good work. Joseph built stuff in a town a little ways from Nazareth that was a big deal. One of the leading governors or kings, I can't remember who it was now. I'll look it up and I'll tell you. I'll probably tell you at Christmas because we always talk about it then. But he was worth something. Yeah. Mary went to Bible college. They weren't just poor people sweeping up in a little dirt hut. You got to get that out of your thinking. Jesus gave away money. He gave it away. He helped people. Amen. And he said, if you give, it'll be given back to you.
That's
right. So people that will hate the prosperity message, you're going to hate it for two reasons. Either they've been taught religiously or they're greedy. I ain't giving. And I don't like that prosperity message. Church, it's not a prosperity message. It's the Bible. Given, you'll be blessed. But it's not about you just being blessed. Yeah. Abraham was blessed to be a blessing.
That's right.
You accumulate so you can distribute.
Yes.
You'll have a way to give. So we're not preaching, this is Jimmy, what you gonna give me, Lord? We're preaching flow in the kingdom. Pastor Nancy said it's like you're the water hose, but you know, if you're going to water something and you're the hose, you're going to get wet. It flows through you. It flows through you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You received that today? Thank you, Jesus. So, I'll just tell you right now, it's mostly going to be your mouth. Mostly going to be your mouth you need to watch out for. So, but the truth is, God is a covenant keeping God. First words matter. Just tell you that. Listen, I want to tell you something Pastor Nancy told me. It's worthy. She told me from the TV. But I take it personal. She's my teacher. She's my mentor. She's my second brother Copeland. Now, Abraham, God told Abraham, you're going to have a child and it's going to be like the stars of the sky and the sand. You're going to have that many children, you know, generations. Well, he told him that, but Abraham did his own plan. And the first thing he says was, I have Eliezer. He's my servant. Maybe he could have a baby for me. God's like, no. And then Sarah said, well, I've got this girl. And they tried that, and that really didn't work. Right? Well, Abraham was 75 when God promised him a son. Now, listen to me very mindfully here. You got to get this. He was 75 when God promised him a son. Ishmael was born when he was 86 and did his own plan. That's Hagar's son. Isaac was born when Abraham was 100. Okay? Now, here's the thing. At 75, Abraham came up with his own plan. At 86, Sarah came up with her own plan. But at 99, God changed their names. So listen, this is how much you need to talk your healing. This is how much you need to talk your prosperity. He changed their names because they live with them every day. And he called him Father of a Multitude. Hello, I'm Father of a Multitude. Hello, I'm Queen of Princes. Not princesses, princes. Okay. So, you see that? So now listen to this. 75, 86. Guess how long it took after he turned 99 when he changed his name and he started talking it? 3 months.
Wow.
3 months.
Boom.
Start talking it.
Yes.
Speak to the mountain. Not about it. Speak to the mountain. Start talking about who you are. I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we call for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And, hey, and listen to this. Don't tell your child you can't afford something. Stop it.
That's right.
Stop. Honey, we can't afford that. Oh, I want a dirt bike. Well, we can't afford that. No. Here's what you say. I'll just tell you what to say. When those of you that become mamas someday, this is the best way to do this, okay? Honey, use your faith.
Yeah.
Get you a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Sow you a seed.
Yeah.
And start believing God.
Amen.
That's how you need to raise your kids. You don't tell your children you don't have any money. Because then you're training them to be broke. Come on. So just tell them, and I've seen it work over and over. Jesse finds favor inside of God, a man. They said it every day. Jesse goes to the university of her choice. Jesse gets a full scholarship. Jesse did every one of those. Jesse stepped out of the UT and went straight into a job. And now Jesse is the vice president of Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of them, you know.
Yeah.
But she's big. She what?
In Texas.
In Texas. She's big stuff. And she has this big thing she does in the community. She went to the top. Well, church, the cream goes to the top, but you got to know who you are. So she got convinced who she was by her mama making her quote that all the time.
Amen.
Yes, and her mother made her do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Get the picture?
Yeah.
Come on, honey. Come on, do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Deb makes me quote the word sometimes. Driving down the road, say this after me. Okay. Everybody needs a Gloria Copeland. Everybody does. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for every tither and giver. We ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us. And Father, we just plead the blood and declare that we're flowing in the covenant of shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, brothers and sisters. Glory to God. Whew, I think we could just go home right now. But we're not going to. If you'd like to give via text message, you can give to BCHL. The amount you want to give is 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. Glory to God. And you will be blessed by the covenant of shalom. All right. Well, I feel the prophetic, but we'll just try to go to Galatians 1:1. Praise the Lord. Galatians 1:1. Galatians. That's right before Ephesians and right after Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
So good.
Hallelujah. Are you there? And Quinny has it up there for me? Okay. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. According to the will of God and our Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So God sent the Apostle Paul to tell me and to tell you that God extends grace and peace. Shalom. In this case, I believe this is the other word. I think it's something like Irena. I can't quite quote it right now in the Greek. But it's still good. It's the same.
Yeah.
But God is extending this to you. He's saying, I'm giving this to you. I want you to have it. Okay. And so that's the will of God. And so to him be the glory, it said. Now in verse 4, he said he might deliver us from this present evil world. Now, what would that look like? To be delivered from this present evil world. Now, see the word world there? That is rendered age. Delivered from this present evil age. So then the world here, it's not earth. It's the world system. A lot of times people call it the Babylonian system. Okay. It would be great communities of peoples who live with bad passions, false opinions, corrupt desires, wrong ambition, love of pleasure, mammon. Y'all know mammon is different from money, don't you? Okay. Mammon is it's all about you. It's self stuff. a world where God's not loved, God's not obeyed, where they live for themselves and not for God. Okay? That's the world. If you're living for yourself, you're living in the world. In short, it's what the scripture calls the world would be. Here's my big word for today. Okay. Contradistinction. You like that, English teacher? Contradistinction from the kingdom of God. It's not like the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is love and light and joy and peace and goodness and rights. And a delegated authority, goodness, all these types of things. Now, you've heard this. Everybody's heard this if you're a Christian. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Have you heard that? Okay. So listen to what Jesus prayed for us. This is John 17:14, and she'll put it up there. I've given them thy word. And the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So there you have it right there. We're not of this world. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yep. You could be in the pool, but not of the pool. Mm-hmm. Okay. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. So don't be praying to go early. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I send them into the world. So what we see here is that deliverance is not to pull us out yet. Because we're holding back evil. You are filled with God Almighty, right? And if you're born again, you're filled with God Almighty. You have Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Even if you don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you still have the Holy Spirit in you. Which I pray that you do, and you're totally blessed all the way. But so what we see here is that we can be delivered from this present darkness, even though we live here on the earth mixed in with the world, right? Doesn't Psalm 91 tell us that? Okay, so we're citizens of the kingdom, but we're American citizens, okay? So both have rights. Now, we have this book for our kingdom rights. Am I right? Rights. Amen. Okay, right. But this present darkness, now we have the Constitution. How many of y'all been to Washington, D.C.? Did you go in there and see the Constitution? See, beautiful thing, beautiful. So we have the longest running Constitution of anyone on this planet. Amen. It's held. Most countries have had to change theirs and or wanted to change theirs or do whatever. But ours is held strong because it was made of and based on biblical things. And so that's what's held it up all this time. And then there were people who held it up. That's why we came here, so we could worship God. God made Israel. He chose Israel and he loves them. But Americans chose God and he loves them. We chose God. We chose him. Now, so this is what we need to see here. Here's the deal. We don't have to let anyone take our kingdom rights. Would you agree with that? And if we stand for our kingdom rights, we're going to push through to our American rights. There's power. There's power. Amen. So we must be skillful in our authority. You have to be skillful in your authority. I love the song. Love the song. It's so true. I've been given all authority. You are authorized to put the devil in his place. You are authorized to say no to evil. You have authority. You're sitting in the highest place and you have authority over principalities, powers, rulers in dark places, wickedness. You have authority over all that. You have authority over every low-level devil that tries to put thoughts in your mind. You know that's the devil, don't you? That some of the things you're thinking, that's the enemy. It's just the enemy giving you those thoughts. You need to understand. You know what Corinthians said? Cast down every thought that is coming up above your knowledge of God. Cast it down. Well, who's giving you that thought? You're not coming up with it. Now, it may have been in there for a long time and rolled around in there for a long time. But the Bible says to cast those things down, and you've been authorized to do that. You have complete authority to author. You also have habitational authority.
That's right. Amen.
I was going to tell you that I have authority here in this place, and I can chase any devil out I want to.
That's right.
And I have. And sometimes the people went with them. Not because I wanted them to. I love the people. But the people didn't want to get rid of them. They wanted to hate and be mad and fuss and smart off. And I'm just going to tell you, if you're going to talk about me, you're going to run into something.
Yeah.
You are, because I'm authorized and I'm anointed. And so are you. You're authorized and you're anointed. Now walk with me, because you're going to win. Don't let the devil tell you nobody loves you. Don't let the devil tell you you're going to lose. Don't let the devil tell you you're trash or you're garbage. That just kind of went there. I don't know. All right. So, but we have to be skillful. So we discussed this last week. Ephesians said that you've been seated in heavenly places. Now go back and listen to that one if you need to, but you're seated there. When someone's ruling, they're not standing, they're seated.
That's true.
They're in their high seat of authority. Jesus is seated next to the Father.
Amen.
I think he stands up and claps for us sometimes. But that's his position. I have this seat, like a congressman has a certain seat.
Right.
You have a seat that is your, well, I'm authorized. I have a seat in Marble Falls. We planted this church. I was not hired here.
Yeah. Right.
This is an apostolic church. It was planted by God. Our apostles sent us here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so the word in Matthew says that we have the power to bind and loose. Y'all know it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that. And then Jesus said, here's Luke 10:19, if you want to put it up. This is important. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. See that? And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You know, we have a funny thing at our house, and scorpions will come in sometimes, and by the time they get halfway out the kitchen, they're dead. I don't know if it's the home defense or the Holy Ghost, but they're usually dead. But I like that. It represents something to me. The power. Now, anyway, back to this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. See that first power? That's exousia. That means authority. The second word power there is dunamis. I give you exousia over dunamis of the enemy. In other words, I give you authority over the ability of the enemy. I give you authority over the enemy, okay, over the ability of the enemy.
Right.
You need to know that, and you need to think about that.
Yes. Good. Yes.
Listen, when things come up, don't just take it.
Right.
Well, so-and-so said, and you're like, no, devil, get under my feet. Get under my feet. No. You know what they said? How many of you are still in high school? Anybody? One, a few, okay. So, you know, y'all get a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got 10 friends and 9 of them will turn against you for 1 week. And then as she said, he said, but you don't have to take any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just use the authority you have.
Amen.
I'm not taking it.
Amen.
I love y'all. Y'all are just mouthing off. Go on. People say stuff they don't even mean anyway. They don't know. And, you know, there's just all that kind of junk in high school. Well, we need to just get rid of that by the time we're older, right?
Yeah.
Let's just get rid of it. Well, they said. Well, who said? Well, what said? Take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have that power over all the enemy. Now, we are righteous masters. Anything that the devil has, that has power behind it, the devil has power behind it, we take authority over it, including lack, sickness, disease, troublemakers. And listen, make the distinction between troublemaker there. You love people, but you hate the behavior. You love people, but you hate the devil driving it. You don't have to be disgusted. People don't become your enemy. No, they don't. So, and let me just say this too, by the way, you have authority over natural things.
Yeah.
Like fish. Hector's not even here to hear that, but you do. You have authority over them. Charles Capps proved that to us. Amen. Jesus proved it to us. Fish came swimming over there. Hey, Jesus is calling us. We'll get caught for him.
Yeah.
Every time. You start getting, listen, you know, you just said something very important, the word every time. You need to start thinking that way.
Every time.
I win every time.
Every time.
I win every time. I get promoted every time.
Every time.
I've lived my life like that. I've been promoted every time, every time, every time, every time. Why? Because I'm so wonderful? Because Jesus is wonderful.
That's right.
I'm smart enough to know that. It isn't me, it's him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, you know, if you go fishing, use that. You go hunting, use that. Y'all know the Gary Cassie story.
Yeah.
You never know the Gary Cassie story with the buck and all that? You need to go read that. Okay. Now, so, you know, well, Pastor, we know this stuff. You've taught us this so many times. Really? Do you know it? I think I need to remind you. I think I need to remind you, especially in these cumulative days. I need to remind you in these days that you have authority. And you got to get rid of all the little things that start to come up and crawl around your feet. Come up and try to get in your mind. You say, I heard what they said to me, and you keep thinking about what they said to you over and over and over. Well, what did they say? Well, what do they mean by that? Well, what? Stop it. Take authority over it. You don't have time to go there. Somebody said that to me. I don't have time for that stuff. They said that to me just this morning. So this church, the authority is where the rubber meets the road. Okay? You must have faith in your authority that God has given you. So what we want to do here in just the last few minutes that we have is we want to fortify your faith in your authority. Okay? So they used to say that our cereal was fortified. That's questionable. we just got the one where it had kids, when we had cereal, there were toys in the box. Y'all don't know about that. So y'all just get the color stuff with all the, dye on it and all that. We had toys.
Come on.
Right.
You got a top or a little thing that flew or a little army man and you threw him in the air and he had a parachute. Remember?
Yeah.
That was cool stuff. Now y'all just get colorful cereal. And we're believing that someone who's about to, we're going to do away with all that junk. Okay. Now, but when you fortify, listen, you boost, you sustain, you reinforce, you strengthen, you support, you build a garrison. So go over to Ephesians 2:1 and let's just put a little fortification in here before we go. Okay. All right, Ephesians 2:1. Now, you already know that you've been seated with Christ in Ephesians 1. We did that last week. Got it? Okay. See, Larry, if you're in the deer blind, you could just get in there and close the door. And see, I don't know how y'all do it. We had different ways. I'm from old school. We threw out the corn, went in the deer blind. We went out there and we got them. You know, my daddy did that. My son roams through acres hunting. So you probably do you do both or? Okay, do both. Okay. So, but you can get in there and that place would be that high seat of authority.
Come on. That's true.
Well, you have a car or a truck?
A truck.
When you get in the truck, there's your high seat of authority.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. Those of you that are on the school board, when you get in there, that's your high seat of authority.
Amen.
Those of you, any of y'all student council or anything or no? Well, praise the Lord. You were.
Yes.
That's all right. You do what you do. You do what you're called to do. But here's the deal. That's your high seat of authority. I don't care if you don't ever hold any position. I don't care if you're not a cheerleader. I don't care if you play football. I don't care who you are. You have authority.
That's right.
Okay. Praise the Lord. So this is what it said. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Did you get that? And you hath he quickened. Got it? Made alive. Now, I'll just tell you, because I want to be totally straight with you about the scriptures. Hath he quickened is actually in italics. However, it does not take away from the true meaning of the scripture. Italics means it's added by the translator. However, there's times when the translators added something that actually helped us, because they're going to say it anyway here in a minute. So you're going to see it. It's going to be said here in just one moment. It says, where in time past, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Y'all know who that is? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation. We acted like that too in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by the nature the children of wrath, even as others. So it's, if you're not a born again Christian, you're carrying an old nature.
Yeah.
So you really can't help it. You're going to sin. Well, I know good people that aren't saved. There are good people, but they're still sinners.
Yeah, right.
Because you haven't, they haven't taken on that DNA Deb was talking about.
Yeah.
God's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when you sang that, I saw myself just grabbing hold of that DNA and swirling around with it and going up with it. That was so cool. Praise the Lord. But you have a different nature. That sin nature died. But y'all know that, don't you? Some of y'all are looking at me like, what? The sin nature died. You're not struggling. You're not the devil and the God on your shoulders are thoughts. If you're born again, you're good.
Amen.
You are. Now, are you going to sin? Yeah. But you're already paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you'll, as you take on the nature of God, you'll sin less and less. You'll do what's right, do it right, because it's right. You just had to throw that in there for somebody. Now, so where in times past you walked according to that, look at verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us. So see, there it is finally. He quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What do you mean we're sitting in heavenly places? I'm sitting here in Victor Church in Marble Falls, Texas, in these blue chairs. You are. But in the spirit realm, you've been authorized to sit in a position. You have a position because of your spirit.
Amen.
Somebody's light just went on. They went, ooh, I'm going to win.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to, because you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And so this is where you are. You have that. See, you're as much heavenly right now as you are earthly. You're wall-to-wall God. You just hadn't listened or let him out, but you are. You paid so much attention to the world system. But if you start paying attention to the kingdom, you're going to fly high.
Yep.
And every little thing that comes along gets off. Now, so here's the last scripture, 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, the same power that conquered the grave lives in you. He's in there. It's the same. The Bible said that God raised Jesus from the dead by the glory. Who is the glory? The Holy Spirit. And what the Holy Spirit does is he is a person, yet he can manifest in a realm. And that's what happens in here when it gets real thick with the presence of God. We're getting a corporate anointing, which thickens because, and you can feel the anointing. It's almost like an invisible water in here is what it feels like to me. Sometimes I can see it raining in here, but it's in the spirit realm. See, you can get spiritualized and see things.
Yeah.
You don't just have to depend on these. You can start seeing.
Yes, right.
You can start getting things from God, if you'll just pay enough attention to him, it'll start happening. But so we're seated in this place. So right now that power is in you. But that power is not just to overcome fleshly things. It is to overcome spiritual things. You remember when Jesus told them that they were going to go to the other side? He said, go get in the boat. We're going to the other side. And then the big storm came. He'd sleep on the pillow. Remember that? Okay. And they're like, what? Don't you care? Okay. Now, when he spoke to that thing, he wasn't speaking to the weather right then. He was speaking to the demonic force behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Next time that hell tries to come, you might want to remember that. Because Satan's fighting hard in these days because he knows he's losing. And you might as well get used to that and don't go hiding from Satan. He'll hide from you. Well, you haven't faced Satan, let me just tell you. Just some of his low-level devils. But you can tell them to go, and they have to obey you. They have to. If anybody runs up to you or tries to do anything or pulls a gun on you, plead the blood.
Yes.
It'll stop them.
Yeah.
Remember that lady where the people came in and they were in the bank, that lady, and said, everybody get down on the floor. And they just started shooting all of them. And she just hollered out, I bleed the blood. And they skipped her, shot everybody else. They were like, we can't shoot her. So I heard tell that there was someone running for office. And the witches tried to put a curse on him. And they reported back that they couldn't put a curse on him because there was too much power. It's the same with you. A bunch of demons walked past John Osteen's house one time. They were going past there and they were going to turn and go in. And one of them said, don't go in there. They'll kill you. They'll beat you. They'll beat your brains out. Y'all know the story. I don't have time to tell it. God is good. You have authority, church. Don't be afraid of anything like that. Somebody says they're putting a curse on you. You can't be cursed. You are the blessed. Now you can live under the lie of the curse if you choose to, but you're not cursed. You just be living a lie. All right. Now, I'm just going to ask you this question. I'll roll down to the end here, although we're really good. We got about 5 minutes. Okay. All right. If you have this power, and you do, why are you so determined to fix things from the outside? Because if you start from the inside will fix the outside. I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded that he's able to whatever he'll, to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Lord, I commit this to you. You take care of it.
Amen.
And he will.
Amen.
He's never failed me when I've done that. Have I done it the other way? Oh yeah. I made a mess. Well, we're going to do this. We'll try to clean it up like this. No, no, no. I'm going to say this or spout off too soon or make my own plan. Ooh, it got quiet in this house. Resurrection power, wisdom, understanding, live inside you. That's what he said. Where by nature the children of wrath, even as others, it said, that's who we were. But God who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us hath quickened us together with Christ. So fortify with that. Fortify with that. His great love for you. Now let's run back here before we go. Isaiah 54:14. In righteousness shall you be established. You are righteous. That's what the Bible says. Go back and listen to last week if you need that. You're in right standing. Whether you feel like it or not, you're in right standing. And now just jump to 17:54-17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage. This is your inheritance. But you're going to have to do it. You're authorized to condemn it. Yeah. If somebody says, well, Nina's you can say, nope. Shut up, devil. That's a lie. I'm not listening to you, and I'm not taking it. And I condemn those words. Okay? So that's a part of our inheritance. So just take it apart. What weapon? What weapon? What weapon? The one that is being prepared or formed. Watch out for what's trying to form around you. Watch out. Oh, so-and-so showed up. Oh, now their sister's saying this. Okay, that's something trying to form. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Well, so-and-so was agreeing. Put it down. Uh-oh, look at the bank account. Uh-oh, did what? Better watch it. Better watch what you start. Amen. So the Philistines, or Philistines if you like, they had this big weapon. He was called Goliath. And they called him their champion. Remember that? So listen, right now as we track through to the end, you got to hear this, because we're going to talk about these cumulative days right now. Goliath's their champion. And he came out with threatening and talking smack. Okay? So, but he was missing something. He's missing a covenant. Think about it. Come on. Think about what I'm telling you. Missing a covenant. Okay? All right? So, he's missing a covenant with God Almighty. How do we know that? Because this is what David said. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Now, church, you are not missing a covenant. You have a covenant. He lost. He broke down the whole army. The whole army broke down. The big blabbermouth out there, blah, 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 lost.
Boom.
And then the whole army fell down. And they chased them all the way back to Ekron. And they took their stuff. Took it. That's what you do. That's what they did in those days. You understand? So, now, how did that work? One boy took authority. One boy, Jesse. One. But then all the other people joined in. All the other people joined in. And when they joined in, all the dominoes fell. They fell. Seems to be my word today. I like it. Jesse really likes it. Dominoes fail. Now the war will be over on Tuesday. And then the dominoes will start falling. Because just like David, it took David to awaken his fellow Israelites, it takes us covenant-minded prayers and sayers to awaken the body of Christ. And it is awake with power. I saw it with my own eyes. This body of Christ is awake. Yes. In mass. We have some that aren't, and we have some that are hiding. But we aren't. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Refute it. Refute it. Refute the charge and the accusation. Put to silence the clamors, the pretenses of wicked men. Carry the cause against them. Shake off the yoke of bondage. Bring them under. And instead of being condemned by them, condemn them.
Amen.
Now, when I said that, I'm not talking about people.
Right.
No people. I'm talking about condemning the enemy that runs people.
Yes.
We love people. We hate the spirits that run people.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But you can condemn that, and you can condemn those words. But it's going to be a person's choice what they want to hook up with, where they want to flow with.
Yeah, right.
So, some people don't want to come out of strife.
Yeah.
Some people don't. Some people want evil.
Yeah.
And it's their choice, church.
Yeah.
But you have authority in your life over it.
Yes. Yeah.
You have authority over all your babies.
Yeah.
You have authority over your business.
Yeah.
You have authority over your own stuff. You have authority, and you have more authority than that, too.
Yeah.
Now, so condemn the judgment. Listen, church, I'm going to say this one thing to you. I keep saying this to you. I'm going to say it to you again. Forgiveness and trust are two different things. Okay? You forgive someone, but trust is earned. And so we're not real quick to you know, just go ahead and someone who's just come in and scattered the sheep and stuff like that. We're not just real quick to say, oh yes, come jump in the middle of us, because I'm a shepherd. And so I don't want someone coming in, causing strife. Now, a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, well, yeah, you know, it's really blah, 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 blah. But really and truly, we have to watch out for that, because for your protection, you understand. And so, but then just in your personal life, I would advise you that when you forgive someone, don't just give them the credit card back. Let them earn their trust. You know what I mean? I've seen people, oh, I forgive them. They worked for me, and they went out and they went to the bar with my card, but I forgave them. So here... No, let them earn their trust. Let your children earn your trust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I tell you, I stole my brother's car one time. What are y'all laughing at? Y'all done stuff like that. So me and my friend Ann, we got a lot of trouble, but... There's a street in San Marcos called Blanco Street. Y'all remember Blanco Street? So Blanco Street, it's like this. It has a dip. But the street I lived on was called Hopkins. And so you could go fast down Hopkins till you got to Blanco Street. I did not slow down. So we kind of looked like we're just the good old girls. Boom, you know. Kids, don't try that. But interesting enough, my uncles were very famous painters in the town of San Marcos. That's back when you got out there and did it with the brush. And we had three long streets of historical homes. And so my uncles were always on one of that street. And that day they were on Hopkins Street. So when everybody got home... Uncle Calvin had told on me, which I deserved, and I was not trusted with a vehicle for some time, and I shouldn't have been. I shouldn't have been. It was a long time. My boyfriends had to come pick me up. I couldn't go meet anybody. I could not drive any of the cars, and they were right. Amen. Now, y'all wash that out of y'all mind that I was a Corsi. Okay, now, so we'll finish here. So, just a few days ago, somebody called me garbage. And I forgive them.
Yeah.
I forgive them. I don't care. I could care less about that. I don't know if it was really even meant to that extent, but everybody had fun with it, you know. Because I tell you what I am. I'm salt and light. And so are you.
Amen.
I'm salt and light. So that just went off me like a I was like, I wouldn't believe that for 1 second. I don't believe that. None of us believe that. But it's interesting how, notice how quickly that all moved through society. See? Right? Now, there's reasons for that, and I understand, and it turned out kind of funny and on one side, and that's okay, but just condemn the judgment when someone treats you like you're trash. Just condemn the judgment. All right, now, but I'll finish. I'm above only.
Yes. That's right.
I'm first, not last.
Yes, that's right.
That's what the word said. Watch the enemy. I'm going to tell you this. He sends messages. See, right now you can lie and slander because it has a new name. It's called politics. And it's wrong. On both sides. It's wrong. On all sides. It's wrong. And I've been in the earth long enough that I saw what our country was when we didn't do that. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I pray in the name of Jesus that we get that back again.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But if anybody's doing that to you and calling it whatever they're calling it, you have the right to put that down.
Amen.
And this is not a political sermon. This is a kingdom sermon. Because this is where we stand. Psalm 23:5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The devil has to watch you eat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Amen. So good.
You're all right. That's your heritage. That diagnosis that they told you.
Yeah.
That's a formed weapon.
Yep.
Yeah. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Get what I'm saying is right. I'm not saying that doctors are necessarily giving you a wrong diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
They could be telling you exactly what's wrong with you. But the truth is, is that it started with the enemy.
Yeah.
So doctors can be very helpful, but you live from a higher place. So even when they're helping you, if they're setting a bone or fixing something, which usually that's the area that might be helpful in some surgery and things like that. But what I'm telling you is there's still a bigger person. There's the healer. And you need to talk what he says, no matter what's going on with your body.
That's right.
Talk what the word says. Amen?
Amen.
Talk what the word says. So what am I telling you? From your high seat of authority, talk what the word says about your body.
Amen.
Well, but the doctor said this. Well, that's okay. He's practicing. And he's trying to help you, but they don't do all the helping Jesus does. So you might have to go, you might go to the hospital or whatever, but Jesus, hey, there's enough power in that hospital room to heal, to raise up any sick person. Seems like I've heard that on TV. Now I've one more thing to say, and I apologize. I'm running the clock out, but the Lord won't let me not say this. Okay. And we're fortified now, aren't we? We're fortified for the week? Okay. One more thing. Have you heard that college campuses are having revival?
Yes.
Okay. So God is moving. God is moving. Now, so a thousand people getting saved. And when I was writing this word, the Lord gave me new orders for Victory Church. So I have to tell you. No matter how things turn out on Tuesday, no matter what, I believe we're not waiting. I believe we'll know, and I believe we're going to go, it's going to go our way.
Yep.
And it, you know, whatever your vote's your vote. We don't tell people how to vote. We pray you would vote Bible, but that's your business. But we believe America is going to get what America needs.
Amen.
Now, so, but here's what I have for you. This is what the Lord said. We started with this. Grace, peace, deliverance, and glory. Okay? Grace by gift, peace by covenant, deliverance by mercy, and glory. Hesed love. All by Hesed. Covenant Hesed love. A covenant giving love that will not fail, coming from the side, coming from God. Okay? So I studied these words, and I'm going to read them to you. This is 1 Chronicles 16:24. David is declaring this. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared among all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the earth, give to the Lord glory and strength. See, you give him glory and glory comes. That's why we're trying to always lead y'all into worship. Give the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth. The world also is firmly established. Okay? It shall not be moved. We're not going to blow up. Our warm up. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Declare his glory. Declare his glory among the nations. When David sang this song, this is what I want you to get to, and let this drop into your heart as we're leaving today. When David sang this song, he was bringing the ark in to the tent. He was bringing the ark in when he sang that. Okay? Now, I understand that we're the temple of the Lord, and I understand that corporately we make a temple. We tabernacle. We're the tabernacle of David. I understand that. You understand that. And I know the presence of God is in you. I know the presence of God here now with us. But there's a place of glory to contend for. And I'm contending for it. We are called to this, Victory Church. We're called to it. So while you take your authority, while you win, while you declare your covenant, while you condemn the lies, while you stand for truth, begin to thank God for his presence among us and his glory manifested in our midst so that we can declare the glory to the nations. This is what God is telling us. This is what he said to me. He said, it's time to bring the ark in. It's time to bring the ark in. And so we, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence in this place every time we come in. And we thank you for the glory so thick like a cloud. And we thank you for signs and wonders and miracles and gold and whatever else you want to manifest. Oil, freedom, shackles falling off, eyes seeing, ears hearing, miracles, miracles, miracles. People getting free from whatever they've been contaminated with or habitual sins, whatever people need to go free of that come in here. Backs aligned, nervous systems healed, all that you have. But Father, I just want to thank you that you want to be with us. So I thank you for your glory. And you told me, like Simeon of old, who would see the Messiah, that I would see the glory of God. And so I'm fully expecting in these cumulative days to see your glory manifest here with my friends. I thank you for it. I thank you. So I pronounce in the name of Jesus, the ark moves in. And if you agree with that, say amen and stand up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Tonight's 5 o'clock. Now listen, we're going to pray for the nations tonight, so we're not going to pray for everything else. We're going to pray for this nation and probably the nations. So come at 5 because you don't want to walk in here at 5:20 and we're done. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know how long it takes. It won't take long.
Yeah.
Because we're really, it's really easy when the right prayers show up.
Right.
You can get it done. See, what you do when you pray, in case you don't know, when you're praying, you got to get it in the spirit.
Yeah.
Once you get it in the spirit, it's done. Well, we're real far down the line. Because we've had those people who went to the mall. We went to Branson, knocked a lot of things out there, and people have been praying.
Yeah.
So we'll just pray what we need to pray and pray for our city.
Amen.
And things to be done right here, okay? Now, who has not voted yet? Glory to God! I put my faith out for 100%. Glory to God. Huh? Right early. Did you get to vote this year? It's a privilege, isn't it? You sowed your seed. God is so good. How about that? Just thrills my heart. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name. Amen.